Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic hits.
Growing old gracefully. Are we all growing old gracefully? Aisling, do you think I'm growing old gracefully? Oh, was I allowed to ask her? Aisling, do you think I'm growing old gracefully?
Listen, you're growing old, but I don't know about the gracefully part.
Do you not think so? Do you not think I embrace my age?
Don't put me on the spot like that, Niall. Of course you do. You look great today. Does that make you feel better?
That's not good at all. I shouldn't have went to her. I'll just leave her, lower her down a little bit there. No one can hear her. Anyway, women who let their hair go grey naturally are viewed as more incompetent than women who dye their hair, according to researchers. And I know, by the way, in case you're wondering, I didn't mention this yesterday. We're just thinking around the time talking about it. And a survey of 80 members of Facebook groups where women embrace their grey hair has revealed a conflict between the authentic aesthetic as being seen as competent. The women making the transition say people, including family and friends, often shame them and accuse them of letting themselves go. Researchers say the study exposes the impossible beauty standards women are held to, which only become more unattainable with age. Look, I'm not going to read it the whole thing. Blah, 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 right? It goes on to a lot of things. But I want to know today how you feel about aging and the idea of growing old gracefully. Do you dye your hair? Do you lie about your age? Do you get all embarrassed? But what's this thing? Never ask a woman her age. Why not? Why wouldn't you ask? You'd ask a man his age, so why wouldn't you ask a woman her age? I mean, what's the story with equality and all that kind of carry on? I wouldn't bother me asking a woman her age. I've done it on numerous occasions in this show. Mind you, I always just say, if you don't mind me asking. So, the question I wanted to simply ask you is, are you happy to grow old gracefully? Or does that thought, does it actually horrify you? The thought of growing old. Let me know what you think. The number is 087-188-0008. That's 087-188-0008. Are you happy to grow old gracefully? Or does the thought of getting old horrify you, scare you, worry you senseless? I used to get worried about it. There was a time, and I know I spoke to a friend of mine recently about this, and he said the same thing. There was a time, I remember, when I was about 35, and every little twinge I felt went, oh, that's it. I'm going. And I used to think to myself, this is the truth of God. I used to worry about it so much that I used to think to myself, okay, if I can get to Christmas, at least I'll have a good Christmas. I don't care what happens after that. If I die, I die. And then I get to Christmas and I go, okay, look, if I can get to the holidays, I'm looking forward to my holidays. If I can get to go away on holidays, after that, if I die, I die. If I make it to my birthday. And that's the way I went down for years, thinking like that. I don't think like that anymore. But I did think like that at one stage. As you start to, you know, Aisling will start to appreciate this soon because she's kind of in her early 30s, mid to early 30s. What age are you, Aisling?
I'm early 30s, thank you very much, Niall Boylan.
Okay, but you will start to appreciate it soon. You know, at some point you'll bend down to fix your shoe and you go,
ugh. I'll start creaking.
You know, you'll groan. That's always the first sign. You go, yeah. Ugh. And that's the first sign you're getting on. Have you done that yet?
No, not yet.
Have you groaned?
No, I haven't grown.
Okay, and then you start going through a phase of thinking nobody's listening to you.
I've had that. Very aware of that, yes.
You've had that phase.
I don't know if that's an age thing.
You go through many phases. Okay. I mean, when you got to 30, did you think to yourself, I'm getting old?
Yeah, I did. I think by the time, when I got to 20, I know people are listening at home going, oh my gosh.
God bless her.
Yeah, when I got to about 27, I went, oh Jesus, I'm pissed. I don't know if I want to be telling people my age now.
Do you find any grey hairs?
I think it's all, yeah, there's a little bit, yeah. But I think it's really funny how, you know, we spend, you know, when we're 17, 18, you're always trying to be older. You're waiting to be older so you can go to the pub and all the rest of it. And then you get to like maybe probably 26, 27 where you go, oh, okay, I want to stop now. I don't want to grow anymore.
I don't want to get older anymore.
Well,
you get to my age, then you know all about it. Today is all about embracing your age and I'm going to be asking people their age. So don't be getting embarrassed, all right? Whether you're a lady or a man, I know they say it's rude to ask a woman her age, but I really don't care. Have you ever known me to care before? Because if you do, you don't listen to the show.
Well, I'm delighted to be getting older. It's a privilege to be allowed to grow older because, you know, it's an awful lot better than the alternative.
Yeah, well, we know what the alternative is, not getting older and being in a box somewhere. Breda, you're in Ireland's Classic Kids. How are you doing, Breda?
Hiya, Niall. How are you?
Good. Breda, what age are you?
I'm heading for 61 in May. Now.
Young one. Still a young one.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And do you, by the way, do you feel 61?
No.
Yeah, I see. I don't feel 58 either. No. 57, actually. Sorry, 58 in September. No. I don't feel... Because I remember when my dad was 57 years of age. He looked like me da. Do you know that kind of... I don't feel like a da.
No, I don't feel like a mum either, you know?
Yeah. So, I mean, do you still feel fit enough?
Oh, yeah. Oh, God, yeah. Absolutely, yeah. Fit, healthy and well. Dye the hair, do the makeup, wear the leather jeans. The whole work.
Right, okay. So you're jazzing it up a little bit, yeah.
Definitely. And we'll be doing it when I'm in my 70s and my 80s. I'm not going to grow old gracefully. Definitely.
See, the problem was years ago, women grew older quicker than men because they had a lot more children. Yeah. And also, we didn't have things like HRT and we didn't have the assistance for hormones for women. And they were allowed to get old and bedraggled very quickly because we didn't seem to care as much. But now we do. Yeah. And we're all very equal and all that kind of thing. So women, I think people are living healthier. Now women live longer than men, mind you. So in saying that, Breda, when you say you dye your hair, are you kind of ashamed of the grey hair?
Oh, no, I just don't want to be. I'm a redhead and I love being a redhead. I mean... When I go to America and the stares I get with my red hair, like, it's just, people have stopped me and went, oh my God, your hair is amazing. Because it's very natural, the colour that I put in. It's very similar to the colour I would be. But, oh no, I don't want to go grey. I mean, good luck to anybody that is. And I've girls that I work with and they look amazing with the grey.
Yeah, it is becoming more popular to allow yourself just to go naturally grey. Or a lot of women are dying as a kind of whitey, silvery colour as well.
Yeah, people are dyeing their hair grey. That's like, it's the new thing to
do. It's a fashion thing, yeah.
Yeah, I love being a redhead. I just embrace everything about it.
And how are you getting it done now during the pandemic? Do you have
someone? I'm doing it myself.
Oh, you just do it yourself. You buy the colour,
yeah. I'm very good at it.
Like, what colour is that? 6'6", is it?
No, 8.5.
All right, okay. See, I know me colours.
You too, I'm very impressed.
I believe 6'6 is a good roaring red.
No, this is a nice subtle red.
All right, okay. And is there anything else that you do that you... Like, are you fairly open about your age? Or do you still think it's rude to ask a woman her age?
Oh, no, I don't have a problem with anybody.
See, some women do.
Like, I have to say, the reaction I normally get is that people don't believe. And the age I am, which is lovely to get. So, you know, but I'm proud to have got to nearly 61 years of age to be fit and healthy and well. And I'm looking good for my age.
And do you worry about it? Because, I mean, I don't worry about it now. But I remember when I was about 35 or 40, I went through this phase of worrying about death. I'm worrying, you know, how long more I had left. And if I could just get to me holidays, I'd be grand. But do you ever worry about, you know, you're getting closer? I mean, we're in and around the same age, yourself and yourself. You're 3 years ahead of me, right? I'm not going to catch up on you too soon. But anyway, but we really have got to 2/3 of our life.
When I turned 59, it was a life-changing moment for me because I suddenly said, oh my God, I've probably lived more than half my life, if not very close, because there's great longevity in my family. But I kind of went, you know what, now, from now on, I'm only going to say yes to what I want to say yes to, and I'm going to do what I want to do. Whereas before that, I'd be kind of going, okay, right. And I'd be in my head going, oh my God, I really don't want to do that.
Yeah.
If it's just, I decided, God knows how more long I have, hopefully a long time, but I'm going to enjoy what I have left of my life, and I'm going to try and do what I enjoy doing in my life.
Okay, well done to you. Stay there for a second, because I'm going to come to Niamh in a second too. But before that, I want to go to Angela before I lose her line here, okay? So Niamh, stall the ball there, okay? Angela!
Hi, Niall. How are you?
Okay, now, Niamh and Breed, we need to sing happy birthday to Angela.
Okay.
Yeah, because it's a birthday today. Happy birthday to you.
Happy birthday to you, dear Angela.
Happy birthday to you. Old one. So how old are you, Angela?
Thank you.
How old are you?
I'm 54 today.
Ah, you're only a young one as well.
Yeah. And it doesn't matter what age I am. Every day is a great day. With age comes wisdom. And you just enjoy every day.
Yeah, I mean, do you dye your hair?
Well, my hair, it was blonde and it's gone a very, very light grey.
Right.
With the lockdown, and I just put grey shampoo in it and it's a very vibrant colour now and I love it.
Right, okay, so you're embracing the grey.
I'm embracing the grey.
Yeah, go for it, embrace the grey, because there was a thing and this...
white blonde with flecks of silver grey.
Yeah, because the research showed that women who embraced the grey were accused of letting themselves go. And I don't believe that's the case at all.
Absolutely not. I still wear nice clothes and wear makeup and I'm happy with the way I look. I don't care what other people think.
And what are, for people who are a bit younger listening today, what's the downsides of, you know, getting to 52 or getting to 60 or whatever it happens? What do you reckon the downsides are?
The downside is you do get those pains and aches that you were talking about earlier. I work as a nurse, so in the morning I get up, I'm getting pains, tennis elbow.
Yep.
And I just take supplements maybe just to make it better.
Yeah, so did you find yourself, as I said to Aisling, groaning when you bend down and stuff like that?
I'm not quite groaning yet.
I groan all the time.
Yeah,
you want to see me put me socks on in the morning? It's like a challenge.
Oh, you poor darling.
Yeah, I think it's me back. See, I've had sciatica for years, so I get really bad back pains. But it only affects me maybe twice or three times a year. I might get this really bad shooting pain. But for the rest of the year, it just means I'm restricted in how far I can bend.
Take
you know?
Some fish oil. Take some turmeric.
All right, fish oil. Well, I do take, you know, vitamin tablets, and I know there's oils in those as well. I don't know which ones there are.
Glucosamine is another thing I take
the last. Yeah, listen to... Hey, Niamh.
Yeah?
Now you listen to all these old people on the air talking to each other about how to feel better.
I am, darling. I am.
How old are you, Niamh?
I'm 45.
45? So you're the baby here.
I'm the baby.
Yeah. Okay, so, Niamh, are you worried about getting old?
Not in the slightest.
No. So why would you?
Exactly.
Why would you? You get old every single day now.
Well, you're halfway there.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, on average. But they say women live to 83, men live to 82.
Yes, my job is I'm a home help, and I go to, I visit people who are twice my age.
right, okay. So that makes you feel better, does it?
No, it doesn't, because they're more efficient than I am. That's the sad thing about it.
And are you starting to, I'm assuming you have grey hairs.
Yes, indeed I do.
And do you dye them?
We put it this way, no hairdresser would make money out of me, Niall. No hairdresser would make money out of me.
Right.
My daughter would sometimes do it. The last time she did it was about maybe once shortly after Christmas. It hasn't been done since.
Right.
It's great.
My
brother, Lord Murphy, had a saying, once it's on your head, don't worry about it.
Absolutely. And what about this idea, Niamh, that you should never ask a woman her age? Women tend to lie about their age more than men. I don't know what that is about.
I don't know what, but you see, I suppose with the generation I grew up in, and you would have been the same thing, that it was rude to ask a lady. Now, I'm far from a lady, and if anyone knows me, they know that, well, I'm far from a lady. So, I would be asked the questions. But you see, I'm bold enough to answer them. Do you know
what I mean? Sure, I remember filling out forms for my mother. Going back many years ago when she was alive.
I tell you a funny story about my mother.
And it would say in the form, date of birth. I'd say, ma'am, what's your date of birth? And she'd go, I'll leave that. I'll fill that in later. And I'm going, you're me mother, for God's sake. Why won't you tell me?
I'll tell you. My mother died, sadly, last December, 12 months
ago. I'm sorry to hear that.
Thank you very much for saying that. Anyway, she, when it came to, the local property tax, I did ring up to find out that she paid it, but I know my mother would have. Anyway, make a long story short, I had to get her birth cert for something. So we there was three of us there, were told that my mother's birthday was the 26th of March. That's all we knew, lads. That's all we knew.
Yeah.
So that was grand. And I got her birth certificate, and she was 2 years younger than what she's... Or no, two, she
2 years older.
She made herself out 2 years younger than already what she was.
So she was lying to us for years.
She never told us her age, Niall. My mother used to mind children, and one of the girls, Ella was her name, and she used to call my mother ma'am, and she used to say, Niamh, how come ma'am is only 21? I said,
yes. It's the oldest one in the book, isn't it, when the kids would say to their mother, how old are you? 21. 21. 21. Yeah. What, you had me when I was three? When you were three,
exactly. She was a fair woman. She was a fair woman.
But men, see, I think men embrace their age easier than women. And I don't know why that is. I mean, why do you think that is, Angela? Why do you think men embrace their age quicker than women?
I think men just don't fret about aging, really. They have a more mature version about, you know,
they just don't care.
They don't care.
Yeah.
You know, men go crazy.
I think men let themselves go an awful lot quicker than women do.
Sorry, Breed,
I think men let themselves go an awful lot quicker than women do. They get to a certain age and all of a sudden they have the big pot belly and the greying hair and the wrinkles, and they don't, it's like they don't make
it. I don't have a pot belly. Maybe it'll come in lay me belly here.
I'm not saying about you. I'm just saying.
Ashling, does that look, hold on a second. Ashling, does that look like a pot belly? Hold on. Ashling.
Niall Boylan, I have my eyes closed. Please sit back down and put your shirt.
I'm just saying.
Your belly. Stop it.
That's not a pot belly, is it?
Stop it.
Okay, I'm just showing you. I know that she'll have disturbed sleep tonight after that. She'll need some sort of psychological counselling to get that image out of her head. Sorry? Sorry about that. Go ahead. Yeah, sorry. Say that again, Niamh.
I said she'll need therapy.
Yeah, I mean, the only problem I think people will find as they get older is it's just harder to perform the duties. Do you know what I mean?
Yes.
You know what I mean? Yes. No, I don't find it. Don't get me wrong. I'm just, you know, obviously I'm fine in that department. But I mean, as you get older.
Delighted to hear it.
Sorry?
I'm delighted to hear it.
Yeah, no, I'm just sharing that, which is, I'm just
it's
saying.
Very good of you. Yeah,
yeah, I'm just saying. But isn't that an aspect of getting old as well? The duties. You know what I mean?
Absolutely. Yeah.
Are you both married, by the way?
No, I'm single. You're getting me a date when this is all over.
That's you, Breeda.
That's me, Niall.
Yeah, yeah. We're going to have to get Breeda a date. Niamh, we need to get Breeda a date.
Okay.
She wants to perform the duties.
I'm not married either.
Are you not? So what? Do you need a date as well?
No, I'm okay. I have a new man, so it's okay. It's fine.
Good for you. We'll enjoy.
Thank you very much, Breeda, for saying that. Thank you. And he's a gentleman.
Yeah, and when did you meet him?
Last November.
Are you all in love and everything?
Oh, bless him. He's the first man that ever opened the door for me.
Niamh.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry you've never had a man open a door for you before.
Never in my life had a man open a door for me.
Well, you enjoy every minute of that, Niamh.
Yeah, every minute. Much. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, listen, ladies, thank you very much indeed. Breeda and Niamh, after the break, I just talked to one or two more people because I'm running out of time. Are you growing old gracefully? Richie says, as a 40-year-old man, my hair has migrated from my head to my shoulders. A keg resides where once a six-pack had been, and I need spectacles to read the small print on my Viagra prescription. But I've never felt studlier. Studlier? Is this studlier even a word? He's a stud. Yeah, well, I know, Richie, you look a bit older now. I'm just looking at your picture here. You do look a bit older than that, in fairness. God bless you.
Niall, I'm 61, going on about 25 in my head, but unfortunately, my body keeps telling me, oi, you're 61.
Oi.
Slow down, boy. But, loving the show. Brilliant as usual. Keep it real. Thanks very much, mate. Bye.
Oi, you're older than you think. Joan.
Hello, Niall. Do you know what? You've nothing but children on at the moment.
Yeah, you're my oldest caller, Joan. And today, I don't care if I'm asking women their age. Joan, announce your age to the world.
I'm thrilled. I'm 82 with 83 coming up in July.
Not a bother to you.
Wait till I tell you. You can be older and look younger, and you can be younger and look older. And everybody tells me, since this old pandemic, my hair was usually fair, naturally fair.
Yeah.
I never went grey, but I've gone a lovely shade of white, fair, and everywhere I go,
mature.
People said, Joan, you look years younger, got my hair cut up, feeling terrific. You ask me anything I'm not doing since I was 39.
No, Joan, I've
had... for the obvious.
Apart from the odd Barney we have every now and again, for years I have admired you. You're an 82-year-old woman. You run the mini marathon every single year. You're fit as a fiddle. And your mind is very fit, which is most important.
Well, I'm involved in an awful lot, you see. Yeah. And I have great friends. And something like the pandemic brings, of course, close to you when one or two of your pals go. But the thing is, Niall, it's the media and advertising that talk about age. Would they stop talking about it? Age is nothing. The man above
it's just a number, isn't it?
It's just a number.
Can I ask you a personal question? And I don't mean to be disrespectful. I've asked you very personal questions.
It doesn't bother me one bit.
Okay, but do you worry about death? Because you're a lot closer to it than I would. But mind you, you never know.
No,
I could pop off tomorrow.
I'm closer to it than you. That's all. You could go tomorrow. I could go the following day.
But yeah. I mean, but as you get older, when you're 82 years of age, does it play on your mind more than it would when you're 50?
Not at all, because, see, people are living now to 100. We have to go forward. If you went backwards, there's something wrong with the human being, right? So we go forward. Now, At the moment, I could say to the doctors, would they ever, even sometimes to yourself, Niall, now when you say 82 or 83, and you have to remember, there are very, very healthy-minded people out there at 93. So we have to be careful sometimes. I wish they'd change it to people who are living longer would be a nice compliment. You may.
Yeah, but in general, we slow down when we get to 80 years
well,
of age.
Well, I'm not slowing down.
I know you're not, John, but most people do slow down. I mean, look, I'm 57, and even now, as I mentioned, if I'm bending down, I'm groaning a little bit. You know, I'm not going to be running around blocks or anything like that. But in saying that, you know, I still feel okay for my age.
Well, Niall, because I played such a lot of sport, and it was serious sport, you know, mm-hmm. I played for Ireland in tennis and different things. I still play tennis. I still not walk, jog. I can do the mini marathon in an hour and 5 minutes. And that's because I never let up. I told you the other day, painting, doing everything. There's no reason for anybody who still has good health not to feel
okay, one
younger.
Final question, because I'm running out of time. So what is the secret? What is your secret of healthy living? Now, make it brief, Joan. What is your secret?
Very brief. Well, I suppose I've been lucky that I never liked the taste of drink. I don't drink and I don't smoke. And I am optimistic. I love people. I love radio. I've wonderful memories. One day I'll tell you all about them. And I want one day for you to ask us all the famous people we met. I've met extraordinary 3 presidents. All of these things keep the mind going. I look forward to everything that anybody of 20 does. And thank God. And I've got a twin sister and she's exactly the same.
Oh, God, we'll have to talk to her someday. Joan, I've run out of time. Thank you very much indeed. There's Joan, the secret to her health. She doesn't smoke, she doesn't drink, and she thinks positively and looks forward to the next day.
Real people, real opinions, real talk radio. The multi-award-winning Niall Boylan Show. Classic.